a revealing summary of Franz de Waal's insightful book. Chapter 1: What's a Book? Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? By Franz de Waal is a book that explores the intelligence and cognitive abilities of animals. De Waal, a prominent primatologist and ethologist, challenges the traditional view that humans are vastly superior in intelligence to other animals. He presents evidence from research in the field of animal cognition to suggest that many species exhibit complex cognitive abilities and problem-solving skills. Through engaging stories and scientific studies, de Waal encourages readers to reconsider their assumptions about animal intelligence and to appreciate the rich mental lives of non-human species. This thought-provoking book invites readers to ponder the question of what it truly means to be smart and to recognize the diverse ways in which intelligence manifests in the animal kingdom. Chapter 2 is a book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are, recommended for reading? Yes, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? By Franz de Waal is considered a highly informative and thought-provoking book. It provides valuable insights into animal cognition and challenges the traditional perspective of human intelligence. Readers interested in animal behavior, consciousness, and the relationship between humans and animals will likely find this book to be engaging and enlightening. Chapter 3: A Book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Summary. In his book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are?, Franz de Waal explores the fascinating world of animal intelligence. Drawing on his extensive research as a primatologist, de Waal challenges traditional notions of human superiority by highlighting the cognitive abilities of various species beyond humans. De Waal argues that animals are capable of complex problem-solving, social cooperation, and emotional depth, and that our understanding of their intelligence is often limited by anthropocentrism. He delves into the latest scientific findings on animal cognition, providing numerous examples of animals demonstrating impressive mental abilities. Through engaging anecdotes and insightful analysis, de Waal invites readers to reconsider their preconceived notions of animal intelligence and to appreciate the diversity of cognitive skills across species. Ultimately, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Prompts us to acknowledge the ingenuity and adaptability of the creatures with whom we share the planet. Chapter 4: Meet the Writer of a Book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? The author of the book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are?, is Franz de Waal. The book was released in 2016. Franz de Waal has written several other books, including Chimpanzee Politics, Bonobo, The Forgotten Ape, The Age of Empathy, and Mama's Last Hug. Among these books, Chimpanzee Politics is considered one of the most popular and influential works by the author, with multiple editions and translations available. Chapter 5: A Book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Meaning and Theme. A book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Meaning. The book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are?, by Franz de Waal delves into the complexities of animal intelligence and challenges the notion that humans are the only intelligent beings on Earth. De Waal explores various examples of animal cognition and behavior, highlighting the remarkable abilities of many different species. The book raises thought-provoking questions about how we define and measure intelligence and encourages readers to reconsider our relationships with other animals. Overall, it offers a perspective that animals may be far more intelligent than we often give them credit for, and prompts us to consider their capabilities and perspectives in a new light. A book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Theme. The central theme of Franz de Waal's book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are?, is the exploration of animal cognition and intelligence and how our understanding of these qualities has evolved over time. Through a combination of scientific research and anecdotal evidence, de Waal argues that animals possess a much greater degree of intelligence and emotional complexity than previously believed, challenging the traditional notions of human exceptionalism. By examining the abilities of various animal species, de Waal highlights the similarities between human and animal cognition, demonstrating that many animals are capable of problem-solving, tool use, communication, and social cooperation. He also discusses the importance of studying animal behavior in its natural context, rather than imposing human-centric measures of intelligence. Ultimately, the book encourages readers to reconsider their perceptions of animals and to appreciate the rich diversity of cognitive abilities present in the animal kingdom. Duvall's work emphasizes the importance of approaching scientific inquiry with an open mind and a willingness to learn from the natural world. Chapter 6, Various Alternate Resources. 1. Official website for the book. https://www.franzduvall.com/books/are-we-smart-enough-to-know-how-smart-animals-are. 2. Amazon page for the book. https://www.amazon.com/are-we-smart-enough-know/dp/0393353660. 3. Goodreads page for the book. https://www.goodreads.com/books/show/27335948-are-we-smart-enough-to-know-how-smart-animals-are. 4. New York Times Book Review. https://www.newyorktimes.com/2016/03/2/books/review/are-we-smart-enough-to-know-how-smart-animals-are-by-franz-duvall.html. 5. NPR interview with Franz Duvall about the book. https://www.npr.org/section/13/7/2016/04/30/47615449/are-we-smart-enough-to-know-how-smart-animals-are-asks-duvall. 6. Scientific American article on the book. https://www.scientificamerican.com/article/are-we-smart-enough-to-know-how-smart-animals-are. 7. TED Talks presentation by Franz Duvall on animal intelligence. https://www.ted.com/talks/franz_duvall_do_animals_have_morals?language=n. 8. The Guardian Book Review. https://www.theguardian.com/books/2016/mar/08/are-we-smart-enough-to-val-review-animals-intelligence-morals. 9. Psychology Today article on animal cognition and the book. https://www.psychologytoday.com/blog/canine-corner/2016/04/are-we-smart-enough-know-how-smart-animals-are. 10. Twitter feed for Franz Duvall and updates on the book. https://twitter.com/franzduvall. Chapter 7, Quotes of a Book: Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? A book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are, quotes as follows. 1. We are fascinated by those who can outperform us, but do we appreciate those who excel in ways we cannot? 2. Animals are largely absent from discussions about intelligence and cognition. This book argues that they should be front and center. 3. Intelligence is not a linear scale with humans at the top and animals below. It is a complex, multidimensional trait that can manifest in a variety of ways. 4. Humans have a tendency to underestimate the cognitive abilities of other animals, often dismissing their behavior as mere instinct. This is a mistake. 5. To truly understand animal intelligence, we must first acknowledge our own limitations in studying and interpreting it. 6. Animals possess a form of intelligence that is tailored to their specific needs and environments. We must appreciate this diversity in order to truly appreciate their cognitive abilities. 7. Our anthropocentric bias has hindered our ability to fully grasp the intelligence of other species. It is time to shed this bias and approach the study of animal cognition with an open mind. 8. The way we define and measure intelligence is inherently biased towards human capabilities. We must expand our definitions and methodologies in order to truly assess the cognitive abilities of animals. 9. The gap between human and animal intelligence is not as wide as we may think. By studying and appreciating the cognitive abilities of other species, we can gain a greater understanding of the natural world. 10. In the quest to understand animal intelligence, we must let go of our assumptions and preconceptions. Only then can we truly appreciate how smart animals really are. Chapter 8 Books with a similar theme as a book Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? 1. The Inner Life of Animals. Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World by Peter Wolben. This book explores the emotional lives of animals and challenges our perceptions of their intelligence and behavior. 2. Franz de Waal, The Age of Empathy, Nature's Lessons for a Kinder Society by Franz de Waal. De Waal, a renowned primatologist, presents a compelling argument for the importance of empathy and social bonds in the animal kingdom and how they can be applied to human society. 3. Beyond Words, What Animals Think and Feel by Carl Safina. Through vivid storytelling and scientific research, Safina delves into the minds of animals to reveal their complex emotions and intelligence. 4. The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman. Ackerman explores the remarkable cognitive abilities of birds and their stunning feats of intelligence, challenging stereotypes about avian intelligence. 5. Animal Wise, How We Know Animals Think and Feel by Virginia Morell. Morell delves into the world of animal cognition, highlighting the latest research and discoveries that shed light on the remarkable abilities of a wide range of species.
Ich glaube, ja, Hunde haben Humor.
Das sagt Sängerin, Moderatorin, Model und Influencerin Steffi Landerer, besser bekannt als Steffi Metal. Und die hat auch Humor. Und das weiß sie in der neuen Iswas-Dog-Folge nach, wenn sie über ihre persönlichen Hundstage mit ihrer Hündin Sheila spricht. Und sie gibt zusätzlich Tipps für ein langes Hundeleben. Also hört unbedingt rein in die neue Folge von Iswas-Dog. Gibt's überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.